was Jack the Ripper.
Good evening and welcome to World of Mystery. This week we're talking to crime reporter Maria Garston about the Jack the Ripper case. Maria, can you give us a quick outline of the case?
Certainly. The time is 1888. The scene, Victorian London, which was, of course, a very different place to modern-day London. Many parts of the city were extremely poor and would have been dirty, overcrowded, and dark, since there was not much street lighting at the time. In addition, London was a very polluted city. A thick brown fog hung over the city a lot of the time. Much of the city was probably pretty frightening and violent, especially Whitechapel, a working-class area in the East End of London. Well, between the 31st of August and the 9th of November, five women were brutally murdered in Whitechapel. All the murders took place geographically close to each other. The five victims, in order, were Polly Nichols, Annie Chapman, Catherine Eddowes, and Liz Stride, who were both killed on the 30th of September, and finally, Mary Jane Kelly. That's five murders in 71 days. You can imagine the outcry in the newspapers and the fear in the streets of the East End. Then, suddenly, the strangest thing of all happened. The murders stopped as suddenly as they'd begun.
Now, presumably, the police were investigating the murders.
Of course. The police were searching for the murderer after the first victim, Polly Nichols, was found on the 31st of August. But the Ripper managed to kill another four times, even though the streets of London were full of policemen. That's one of the reasons that Jack the Ripper became so notorious and feared. The police couldn't stop him killing.
So, who was Jack the Ripper?
Well, over the years, there have been lots of suspects. A lawyer called Montague John Druitt was a suspect, mainly because he was found dead soon after the murders stopped. But he was not in London on the 1st of September, and so probably could not have killed in London on the 31st of August. Another popular suspect was the artist Walter Sickert. But Sickert was in France at the time of the murders, so it can't have been him either. My favourite suspect is Prince Albert Victor, the eldest son of Prince Edward and grandson of Queen Victoria. He was a suspect for a long time, but papers now show that the prince was not in London at the time, so it can't have been him. Perhaps the best suspect is a man called James Kelly. He was a convicted murderer who escaped from prison just before the murders began, so he could have done them. He later went to America, and a number of Ripper-like killings occurred in the States after his arrival and in places that he had visited.
I see. And how do we know this?